After reading this sutra, after the prior discourses, it must be understood. Certain things must be understood, even when they are, I found, with people who say they want to find the way or transcend, they just aren't willing to pay the price. There has to be a quality within you, within any of us. This quality is found in moderation. It's the apex of your spiritual practice. There is a certain kindness, a kindness that is a benevolence that is more powerful than your doubts, your fears, your skepticisms, your narcissism. People are very narcissistic about their self-righteousness and about who they'd like to believe that they are. They just don't have any means within themselves to go beyond their meanness, their logic, their reasoning that makes them mean and cruel, narcissistic. There is no benevolence in them. Hence, they cannot live in moderation. We're not all here for the same purposes and reason. We are not confined to the human race where we are competing against each other for the sake of survival and arrogance, narcissism. We're not here for that. Each of us has our own life that has to be understood. What was the reason, the purpose for everything we went through in the course of our lifetime? Can we be so concentrated, so focused on the kindness that lives within that we are willing to sacrifice our narcissistic ideals of right and wrong, good and bad? We are moralists, and we place a value of morality above benevolence. They are not the same. Benevolence is a deeper, more profound kindness. Morality is something different. It is something that is used as what is right and wrong, what is good and bad. In benevolence, only kindness matters, which would include mercy and forgiveness. Our lives are at the mercy of our mercy. And if we have no mercy, if we have no benevolence, then everything that we do will be something that is moved against us. Moderation, living in moderation. Not too much of this, not too little of that. But always in the middle way. And this looks different in everybody's life. The more you have accomplished in and of the world, the less benevolent you will tend to be. Money, pride, vanity, selfishness reign supreme and become the apex of our excuses, our alibis, to be mean and narcissistic. To live in moderation takes great strength. To live for the highest that is takes great courage. A young man who had a bitter disappointment in life went to a remote monastery. He said to the abbot, "I am disillusioned with life and I wish to attain enlightenment, to be freed from my sufferings." This is really typical stuff. but I have no capacity for sticking long with anything. I could never do years of meditation, and I just couldn't practice like you guys practice, as he said. I would relapse and be drawn back into the world again through pain and sorrow. Is there a shortcut for people like me? I know this guy well. There is, said the abbot. And if you are really determined, tell me what you have studied and what you have concentrated most on in your life. Why, really nothing, he said. I became rich in my work. I did not have to work. I suppose the thing I was really interested in was maybe chess. I spent a lot of my time playing chess with people and beating them, for which I gained great gratification. The abbot thought for a moment, and then he said to his attendant, call such and such a monk and tell him to bring the chessboard and men with him. The monk came, and the board, and the abbot set up the men. He set a sword, a very sharp sword, on the table, and he showed it to the two of them. O monk, he said, you have vowed obedience to me as your abbot, and now I require it of you. You will play this game of chess with this youth, this man, and if you lose, I'm going to cut off your head with the sword. But I promise that you will be reborn in paradise. If you win, I shall cut off the head of this man. Chess is the only thing he's ever tried to do and worked at in his entire life. So if he loses, he deserves to have his head removed. They looked at the abbot's face and saw that he meant what he was saying. He would cut off the head of the loser. Well, they began to play. With the opening moves, the youth felt the sweat trickling down to his heels as he played for his life. The chessboard became the whole world for him. He was entirely focused on it. At first, he had somewhat of the worst of it, but then the other made an inferior move and seized the chance to launch a strong attack. As the young man was used to doing. As his opponent's position crumbled, the little monk, he looked at him. He saw the face of intelligence and sincerity, worn with years of austerity and effort. He thought of his own worthless life. The wave of compassion, of benevolence came over him. He deliberately made a blunder here and there, ruining his position and leaving himself defenseless. The abbot suddenly leaned forward and upset the board. The two contestants were stupefied. There's no winner, there is no loser, said the abbot. There is no need for a head to fall here. Two things are required. And then he turned to the young man and he said, complete concentration, complete compassion. You have learned them both today. You were completely centered on the game. But then something happened. In your concentration, you could feel compassion, and you were willing to sacrifice your life for it, for this monk. Now, stay and be with us. Pursue the training, the practice, in the spirit of enlightenment. He did, and according to the story, he eventually attained. You have to understand something. You can't just listen to me in these discourses once, twice, three times a week and think, okay, if I memorize what he's saying and what he's teaching, something great will happen. No, it won't. You know what's missing in your practice? Benevolence, kindness, forgiveness. You don't live in moderation. You and I are not here to have everything we want. Getting everything we want only ruins us. We become lazy, detached from what is truly important. And we just don't seem to have any deep appreciation for forgiveness, mercy, generosity. If you're going to study this path, if you're going to work upon it, you have to have a stable focus, a benevolence within you. So your mind will be unaffected when it encounters maybe some adverse situation or situation where you're just looking at your life from the benevolence of love. And you give up what you want. What you want is not important. What you are is deeply important. And if you truly wish to practice the manner of the way, the narcissism of your self-righteousness, for whomever you may think you are, must be sacrificed. When your mind and your body are realized for what they are, and you are no longer seeking admiration from others, respect from others, when you are no longer trying to get what you want in your life, which has been the criteria for most of us all throughout our lives, then and only then will you be going in the right direction. If I'm half clear or half unclear, my mind will give rise to confusion and doubt. Don't think that your ego is going to want to do this. There isn't any part of you, and I say this in all due respect, there isn't any part of you, your humanness, that wants anything to do with the manner of the way. So when you are sitting there trying to change your mind, change your beliefs, change what you think is occurring through the ego, you are literally pissing against the wind. It isn't going to happen. This is a form of narcissism that we don't really understand. This is why we miss so much, why the world is the way it is. You have to learn to live in moderation, to live with what presents itself to you in the course of your lifetime, and not think, well, I don't deserve this. I should have more. I should have better. I had to learn this, and you have to learn this. There are many disappointments in this world that will come to us. These disappointments are not punishment. You are not being punished because you didn't get what you wanted. It is to show you how to reset your attentions and your focus. It is about attaining and attaining to compassion, forgiveness, and mercy. You have done many, many things, I am sure, like most of us, that you wish you hadn't done. Things you said, things you did. But if you're going to show any amount of benevolence, you're going to have some integrity. The only way we can have integrity is when we have focused our attention on being kind. We must live in moderation, not wanting more than what is happening now, and not thinking less of ourselves because it's not what we had hoped for. Don't do foolish things with your life. I was sitting in India once after a discourse, after many discourses, realizing I hadn't really attained to anything. I had just listened to these discourses, like you're listening to me right now. I realized I had missed so much. And I sat there in confusion. Am I supposed to have what I want? Do I get what I deserve? Blah, 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 blah. My teacher was walking by, and he stopped and he looked at me and he said, "You look confused. Why are you confused?" Well, I could have gone into a litany of things. That would have been my narcissism. He said, "Don't." He put his finger up and said, "Don't." In other words, don't say it. He said, "Stop being confused." And then he walked away. Yes. Stop being confused. I had, at that time, no benevolence, no moderation in me. I was a Westerner geared to achieve, to get, to do and get and gain, I guess, gratification, adoration. But I sat there, yes, why am I going through this craziness of being confused? I'm not confused. I just don't like the way of the practice because it's not giving me what I want. And then I found my narcissism. I only did those things that I wanted to do that would get me what I want. From that moment on, the way became clear. My issues diminished quickly. I was only interested in the goodness of what benevolence could give me, and I could give to it. It gave me forgiveness. It gave me compassion. It gave me tolerance. It took away the modality of thinking I'm here to achieve something, to get something. It took away all of that. And it brought me into the manner of the way. And I never lost it again. If you live in moderation, you live in wisdom. If you do not live in moderation, you will miss. You and I are not here to get what we want. We're not here to get. We're here to be revealed. Revealed for what we truly are. Love. It is only love. But not Greg Penn love. Real love. And it's a very beautiful thing in the course of a lifetime. I hope number 9 helped you. And of course, if it didn't, you know you can always talk about it with me in session. Let's meditate together. Here's a sutra from the Tao that I love. When one ceases to follow the Tao, he loses integrity as well. Find your benevolence, and you have found